This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll be into some Cowboys Twitter. It's time to talk some hockey. Here's Wolchuk.
Yeah, it's opening day, and I mean it, opening day in the NHL as they will drop the puck with a P on the 2024 season. It'll be the Blues and the Kraken underway, part of a triple header on ESPN. Bruins and Panthers will be at 6 o'clock.
Are we party time.
Are we? You, Brian?
Brought us as a computer situation.
Brian, you good?
Watching some Stars highlights, apparently.
He's really excited.
Hey, man, do you know you talk it? What's going on, fam?
With the sound cranked up. He's got his mic off. I was watching
some Dallas Stars highlights.
He did a great job. He's gearing up.
He's excited, dude.
Let's go!
He's fully hockey torts. He's wearing his Stars undies and everything. He was bragging about it.
I was ready for it, man. Yeah. My apologies.
Hey, I'm hoping we get a parade for you this year. I think this is the year. This is the year.
If the Dallas Stars put it all together.
Yeah, as Reginald would say, this is the year that the Dallas Stars put it all together. Blackhawks and the Utah Hockey Club making their first ever game tonight in Salt Lake City will be at 9 o'clock. It's pretty wild. Ray Ferraro, who joined us last year as part of the playoff coverage for ESPN.
Doing both games?
Yeah. He's calling the Kraken and Blues game that's going to be starting in under 45 minutes now. Then he's going to change, get on a flight, and he's going to be part of the on-air crew for the game in Salt Lake City tonight with Utah and Chicago. Wild.
So he's starting the day with the Kraken game at home?
Yes, that game will be in Seattle. So he's doing Blues Kraken.
Okay.
And as soon as that game's over,
Seattle,
he's on a
Seattle to Salt Lake, Dawson, right? Alaska Air kind
is
of
that
thing.
Quick?
Yeah, 90
quick
minutes. Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess during Bruins Panthers, that allows him time to get over there. But shout out to Ray Ferraro, man, pulling double duty today. That is a heck of a day of
hockey, man.
Right there, no doubt. Rings were handed out to the Florida Panthers last night. They'll be taking on a home matchup with Boston. But 15.6 carat ring designed by Jostens includes 554 diamonds, 17 rubies, 9 blue sapphires, and 37 yellow sapphires, featuring some beautiful palm trees on there as well, in honor of the great state of Florida.
Jostens is like that?
Yeah.
The high school ring people is like that?
They did my Super Bowl ring. Yeah, the one I had.
So the Rangers went to one of these LA jewelers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And the Rangers ring
looks, Jacob.
Yeah, it looks cooler. It looks cooler than the Panthers. But the Panthers ring does look beautiful. But yeah, they got Jostens go ahead and do this. So they got him in a private ceremony, I believe, last night. And then they'll go ahead and drop the banner tonight. I know Matt Tkachuk, there was a video of him going viral. He went 3-day bender after this. Stanley, did not sleep. Just 3 days straight. Ooh. Partying.
Because I guess in Miami.
Yeah. So,
hello, meth problem.
Something was going on there. I don't know how he was not able to sleep necessarily, but it is South Beach. So yeah. I'm sure that they've got party favors that he could enjoy there. But he's in Fort Lauderdale day two. Then they go to Miami day three. And it sounded epic, but we'll see if Florida is able to go ahead and repeat. I'm going to say not, because ESPN, their predictions. You know who they have winning Lord Stanley's Cup this year?
Dallas Stars.
Stars.
You're Dallas Stars. Yeah. Thank you very much, yeah. Greg Wyshynski, who puts out his annual preseason predictions. And what does he do after he makes his pick? He calls the GM of said team. So he calls Jim Neal.
He says, pressure's on.
He says, I'm picking you to win the Stanley Cup. Jim Neal says, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but thank you. I appreciate that. He said, usually I feel bad about picking teams like this, but you're already coming into the season with a ton of pressure. Neal says, we do. Our guys are hungry. They know what it takes. People don't realize what a tough road it was last year. You go through Vegas and Colorado. They're tough. Then you hit Edmonton. So it wasn't easy. You got Stanley Cup champion. Then Edmonton went on to be in the finals. But this year, we're here. Our mentality is to win this thing. And he's picking Stars over the New Jersey Devils in a rematch of the 2000 Stanley Cup. Wow. Thinks the Devils are going to be a problem there in the East. But it looks like the Stars are going to have a couple of players out when they open the season Thursday in Nashville. Maverick Bourque is doubtful for the start of the season. And Wyatt Johnston probable. So the good thing is they got Pete DeBoer back. They've got Jason Robertson who's back. I think Pete DeBoer had to have an appendix removed.
And ouch.
Then, There was something going on with the foot of Robo. So both of them are back with the team. I think everyone else will be ready to go. Of course, it's their first game without Joe Pavelski in a few years. But I'm excited to get this thing ramped up. I mean, the Stars have been knocking on the door here. I think this is probably their last best chance. Jamie Benn's a free agent after this season. Who knows about some of these other veteran guys that might end up dipping in play. And you've just got a super good blend of youth with Maverick Bork, Logan Stankov, and Wyatt Johnston with some of these older guys like Marchment, Sagan, Benn, etc. So I think this is the year. If the Stars want to get it done, they've got to finish the deal.
Last best year, but I don't think the window has to close.
No, they've got some good young talent.
Yeah.
But, man, it's going to be like this year it seems like everything, and we'll see what Otter does in the postseason. He was disappointing last year. Mm-hmm. Jake Ottinger's got to find a way to elevate his play to where he was in Game 7 against Calgary because we haven't seen that same guy.
Like postseason Otter just isn't the same, you know, and I think we've seen that two postseasons in a row. I don't know. Edmonton gave me some PTSD, you know. I was confident going in, and I was like, holy crap, they got two players that you can play perfect defense against, and they say, too bad, we're scoring anyway, you know. So we'll see.
They do, and the penalty kill became to be a problem.
I like the Mavs' chances of getting a title better.
And the Stars?
Yeah, because of that factor.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that the Stars have that one guy that can totally take over a game in the playoffs. Like, we've seen guys like Robo and Wyatt have had moments. I guess Robo had a hat trick in that game against Edmonton, but consistently throughout a series, it's usually been a group effort. You know, you don't have a guy like Connor McDavid who's just going to step up and say, I'm the best player on the ice and good luck stopping me. So, I mean, I'm hopeful. The Stars do have to travel the longest distance in the entire NHL this year. According to TJ Stats, they're going to travel 56,700 miles through the new campaign, which is more than Florida, who is the second team with the most miles throughout the league. So the Stars are having quite the travel.
It's amazing considering that we're located in the middle of the country.
Yeah, it is.
And travel that far.
You thought it would have been better because now they're in the Central Division versus being in the West where they played for many, many years, and they're constantly doing those West Coast trips. But yeah. I guess it hasn't gotten any better for the Dallas Stars. Maybe that's some of these trips to Canada. They're going to hurt for them a little bit, but... Man, they're going to be on the road quite a bit this year when it comes to distance travel.
I still feel like we need to go do the Vegas Stars game in Vegas.
It's epic. I mean, that arena, I got to go once a few years back, and it's incredible.
Did you do the start?
I went to see Stars in Las Vegas.
Was it worth it then?
It was worth it.
Okay.
It's absolutely a trip that's worth it.
Are that a good one, the original six?
Yeah, you know, I've heard Nashville also is a pretty awesome.
Well, that's not an original venue.
It's
six,
not, but just to throw out Nashville. No, their fans are. But yeah, I mean Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. I think it'd be cool to go to. I've seen a game in Philadelphia. Their fans are pretty ruckus. I'd like
Chicago.
To go to maybe the Madison Square. Watch one with the Rangers.
Would be awesome.
Yeah,
go see the Rangers play.
What's the original six, Broadus? I'm sorry to ask.
That's like the originals, like the Canadians, the Toronto. Boston.
That's what I thought. I was thinking about Drake the whole time. Talking about he's a six guy, you know, running through the six with my woes.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Hey, look
original
at that
six guy. Yeah.
Oh, that is a great point by the 817. They got to go to Finland.
That's
Oh, they're going to Finland.
Yeah, they've got a game against the Panthers in Finland. So that's going to
sound
travel miles. That would be fun. Maybe we should just hop on the bird.
I think it would be a great opportunity for us.
Why the heck not?
Yeah. Bucket list.
There's a little quick puck update as we get ready to start the new season.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
With a P, Brian. With a P.
Yeah, we are ready. Boy, the hockey season now. Starting tonight. Stars start Thursday. We got Cowboys Twitter coming up at 3:20. We're less than an hour away from Krusty's Corner. That'll be a good football talk as well. And NFL news of the day now right around the corner. We'll check what's
Who
in store.
Is the next coach most likely to be fired after Robert Saleh got canned this morning? We got Kyler dunking on his haters and fake crowd noise. That's next.